Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. Syndicated talk show host John B. Wells, also famous voice talent, will be joining us. We really like his analysis and views on savvy the world. We want to get his take on it. We'll also open the phones up towards the end of his interview. Tarpley joining us as well. Going back to Wayne Madsen, who's been over in Libya, we were getting into the whole Occupy Wall Street. Here's my breakdown. We know Obama Connected Groups put out the call to Occupy Wall Street 3 months ago for October, knowing just the general crowds would show up. Then they intended to send in their agitators to take control of it. That's failed. But the system doesn't care. They're just having the national news still just aim cameras at their spokesman and pretend like these people support Obama as some desperate ploy. I don't see it working, just like the Republicans tried to co-opt the Tea Party and were only partially successful. What do you say to that?
I believe that's true. I have been to the Occupy activities here in the D.C. area, and I have to say that there's a lot of anti-Obama people. I mean, they know he's a product of Wall Street, and they know that George Soros is Wall Street. I mean, these people who think that Soros is some sort of fairy godfather that comes around and sprinkles money on you for good deeds, I mean, that's not his history. This man has destroyed entire economies of nations. And he's quite proud of it. But I think the fact is that he was obviously involved with some of these Facebook, Twitter operations in Egypt and Tunisia, to some extent Libya. But look, some of this has backfired because when the poor people get out there and start demanding change, that's not the latte-drinking people that follow George Soros' dictates. And this is what happened in Cairo, and this is what happened in Tunisia, and this is what's happening in Athens, because the people in Greece and Spain don't want any of these deals with these bankers. And I think these people like Soros, and obviously he runs for the Rothschilds, these people are very concerned now because people are starting to get wise to their tactics and to the way they conduct their business. And I think it's going to be a zero-sum game in this whole thing. When the people, 99% of the world, think how many people that is. And in some countries, it's higher than 99%. It's like less than one hundredth of 1% who have the wealth in certain countries. When these people rise up, they're not going to be in any mood to compromise with the elite.
Well, that's what I was going to get to, is that we've seen the Federal Reserve and all these globalists and Obama endorse Occupy Wall Street. A, that's an attempt to make it a left-right issue, just like Republicans endorsing the Tea Party, so that the left wouldn't get involved with the Tea Party. Now they call the Occupy Wall Street leftists, so the right won't get involved. They don't want us ever getting together.
Right. And the people, for the most part, in the Occupy movement reject both political parties. They reject the Republicans and the Democrats. They don't even like the system of government anymore. They want a fundamental change in the way we're governed. So we're talking about people are calling for a major constitutional change in this country because the system is so broken, so corrupted, can it be fixed? And I would point out that Thomas Jefferson and Abraham Lincoln both said it's not only your right, it's your duty to replace this form of government if it turns out that it becomes repressive and an unworkable situation.
Where do you see this ending then in the last 30 seconds?
Well, I mean, the media is going to be doing their best to try to frame this and put out this information. But I think people are now using their own means of communications. They're not beholden to the media. This could go anywhere. I don't think anyone can actually foresee the future. And we know that with revolutionary periods of time, you can never predict the future. We saw that with Solidarity in Poland, and we saw the eventual collapse of the Soviet Union.
You're right. Wayne Madsen, thank you. Yeah. Wayne, thank you so much. Great points. We'll talk to you soon. There's no doubt this is the time that the world's future is being dictated. All of us need to be involved on the side of good against evil.
keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the Meat Bucket Special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Thursday, the 20th day of October 2011. And while the world is busy questioning whether Muammar Gaddafi is dead or not, like other fabled individuals, Osama bin Laden, big developments are taking place in the economy. We'll talk more about this coming up later in the hour with our guest after we cover some other issues. But here's CNBC. A long, steep drop for Americans' standard of living. And it breaks down that you've got to basically have higher taxes and no future under globalism to pay off the tens of trillions, well, it's actually the thousand-plus trillion in Ponzi scheme derivatives to the central banks. Isn't that interesting? Here's another one. A Citigroup to pay millions to close fraud complaint. Also, the Associated Press is reporting $70-plus trillion in Bank of America derivatives secretly bailed out and backstopped. We're talking about $70-plus trillion for Bank of America in derivatives. The entire deficit isn't even $15 trillion. Okay? We'll get an idea of how they're inducing us through traders they control in government, having us sign on to their mega debt. It's incredible. I'll talk about that on the nightly news this evening. This is the most incredible article of the day. It's even bigger than checkpoints all over the country with TSA jerking families out of their cars. We covered in the last hour. It's up on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com. No, this is from KLFY. With a straight face, they say, bans on cash. You're only allowed to use cash with major retailers. You cannot use cash for a secondhand sale. That includes all garage sales, swap meets, you know, you name it. This is directly out of the most horrific dictatorships ever seen. Cold hard cash. It's good everywhere you go, right? You can use it to pay for anything. But that's not the case here in Louisiana now. It's a law that passed during this year's busy legislative session. House Bill 195 basically says those who buy and sell secondhand goods cannot use cash to make those transactions. So they want to kill the underground economy. That's why they're arresting people selling lemonade all over the country, or tomatoes, or pumpkins, and SWAT-teaming Amish, just selling milk to their neighbor. You are guilty until proven innocent. You can't be trusted in the cash economy. That's part of the 999 sales tax plan. That's where they now have a federal sales tax if the Federal Reserve gets its way, and a VAT where every transaction is tracked and you swipe a card even when you use cash, because it's going to be a graduated sales tax. And they go on to say that's the way it is. SWAT teams are standing by, and the checkpoints are being set up as well. And they're now saying citizens will now be on these Homeland Security pickup lists, not arrest list. You don't get a judge. You don't get a jury. They can kill you in secret. Under new federal edicts, not laws. They can kill U.S. citizens. That's been announced. And they just say, under the Enemy Combatant Act, you'll pull up to a checkpoint, you're on the list, you disappear, you're never seen again. And by the way, you never thought you'd get socialist health care. You never thought they'd ban cash. Never thought they'd have federal checkpoints on the highways. It's here. It's all coming. It's the new world order. Never thought you'd see Mexican troops operating inside the U.S., it's the new world order. Now, I'm really honored for the rest of the hour, the next 15 minutes, to be joined by John B. Wells, who is an accomplished composer, musician, writer, actor, martial arts instructor, and aviator. John B. Wells can be best described as a well-rounded Renaissance man who savors the pursuit of knowledge and discovery from the arcane to the, and it continues, heard on radio and TV stations throughout the United States, Europe, Asia, South Africa, Australia, and South America. Wells is one of the world's most recognized voice artists, from network television programs to Lockheed Martin Aeronautical Company Joint Strike Fighter F-22 Raptor projects, museum exhibits such as the Soviet space and Ramses the Great, to movie trailers for Columbia TriStar, Sony Pictures, and Disney. His ability to communicate has been acknowledged with numerous Emmy, Clio, and Marconi awards. And the website is the initials jbwells.com. That's jbwells.com. We're honored to have you here today, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Alex. I'll tell you, I think that's the closest I'll ever come to an Academy Award. Thank you.
And I should add, you're a host on Coast to Coast AM as well.
That's the most fun job a guy could possibly have other than being on your show.
Well, you know I'm a loudmouth who will take up all the time, so let's get rolling here. What do you think of laws and moves around the U.S. to ban cash if you're not a big box globalist store?
You know, Alex, I've spent so much time, people might wonder, why would you want to talk to a voiceover guy? But I'll tell you very quickly, over the course of my career, I've been privileged to, I mean, it's a blessing and a curse. So if you subscribe to the theory that ignorance is bliss, I think maybe that's a correct statement, because I've read many, many things about various projects that I had to sign the paper on, many, many projects for the what Dwight Eisenhower referred to as the military-industrial complex. And the fact is that this, in my opinion, is the first move toward the cashless society. And I suspect it'll only accelerate from here, with all of this facial recognition being rolled out and iris scans and all this craziness with the TSA. And now, of course, what more innocuous place to kick this off than in Louisiana, under the auspices of being able to track, you know, the drug traffickers. You know, I've spent most of my life being under threat of some sort of a war. I was born around the time the Korean War ended, and then immediately after that we went into the Vietnam War, and then there was the war on poverty, and then there was the war on drugs, and now there's the war on terror. So I guess we're all war babies if we were, you know, born any time after World War II. And I don't see this getting better. I see it getting much worse, and I think between, I don't know, maybe the Mayans have something, maybe by 20. There's no telling how much damage can be caused in the next year and a couple of months, and I'm gravely concerned about it.
Well, the government is acting like it's the end of the world. I mean, rolling out checkpoints, sticking their hands down our pants. They want to set the precedent for forced inoculations. They've openly promoted that with the Emergency Health Powers Act. This is really frightening what this country is turning into. And then you look at the fact that globalism has deindustrialized our country. What's your view on this whole New World Order system and where it wants to take us?
Well, a friend, you may know him, a fellow named Servando Gonzalez, wrote a very interesting book. This is not my book, so I'm not hawking it. But it's called Psychological Warfare in the New World Order. This is a really intensive book. And it's obvious, just like this, it's obvious that, you know, as to quote a fictitious home secretary from one of my favorite shows, as I ease into my dotage, I find that timing is everything from lovemaking to the golf swing. And this taking down, this alleged taking down of bin Laden, followed by Anwar al-Awlaki, and now finally with Gaddafi, it just seems that all of these things, of course, you know, Awlaki was a relatively recent player. But it appears that all of these little, like some sort of an infernal machine where you just were, or a tumbler on a safe, you get one click and you go back to the left. You can take that as the political left. You get another click, you go back to the right, you get another click, and then boom, the door opens. And the door, unfortunately, is the one that opens Pandora's box. It's escalating rapidly. In fact, I saw on your site today this Tyrell Corp, this one super corporation, run the global economy. Once upon a time, we read the great books, and we learned from those great books. Now, I think it's the great screenwriters that produce a lot of information that if we'll just allow ourselves to hear it. I mean, from little goofy things like this Operation Endgame, just a juvenile script. But if you look deeply into it, you'll see that there's a really much more serious thread of truth running through there. Almost like, I'll just wax silly for a minute. You know, as Bill was a great fan of comic books in that movie Kill Bill 2, I have been a fan of the Three Stooges. And in one of them, they have the Axis powers all gathered together, and one of them says, "This is not right. Your minorities are infiltrating our majorities until you've made our majorities minorities." And, of course, you know, Mo, who's playing Hitler, tells him to shut up and hits him with a golf club or something. this is all, but it's true, and which is why, just shifting gears. Now, I warn you, I'll go a little bit ADD here. I think in the mode of firing the short-barreled shotgun out the back door. But that's where border security, the open border, the massive influx of undocumentable and in the vast majority untraceable people coming in here. No one can deny that this isn't just some mess that's just sort of happened, you know, kind of like the universe was just a mess that just happened. My feeling is the universe was most, as we know it, was most definitely created by a superior power. And this mess that the whole world is facing now has also been created by an earthly superior power, and they are hell-bound to execute their purposes. That's just how it is.
Well, you're right. And 98 miles into the border, inside Texas, they wanted to search my car, and I had to have this big confrontation yesterday, and I shot video of it for the second time in just a month. Again, John B. Wells is our guest. And it's so asinine that Homeland Security is now running random checkpoints at malls, high schools, and highways and saying we never know where terrorists will be, but then the border is basically wide open and they lecture us all day about how much danger we're under, and they're just going to have random checkpoints. Clearly, it's to train us to be prisoners and have no rights. It has nothing to do with the illegals. Janet Napolitano is in the news today. Legalizing illegals and not deporting them by executive fiat. So I want to come back and talk about that. But is that what you're getting at?
Well, absolutely. And then don't forget the part about if you object to any of this, you're immediately branded a racist. Although the last time I checked, Mexican was a nationality, not a race. But of course, if you do anything that makes it look like you're against any group of people, then you're hit with that. that brand, and that brand stays there. That brand is like Keith Richards said about reputation. It's like a long shadow. It's very difficult to overcome. And, well, I mean, it's obvious. Look, all this stuff about the states when the
federal. John, stay there. We got a break. I want to hear about this on the other side. John B. Wells, jbwells.com. Stay with us.
Last July, a rare webinar was released that has since transformed lives all around the world. Now viewed by over 100,000 people, the movement is growing stronger than ever. WaterWebinar.com. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Go to WaterWebinar.com now. Sign up for the webinar and see the shocking video footage with your own eyes. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body and your drinking water. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. See the webinar before it's taken off the web. There's still time. Go to www.waterwebinar, that's WEBINAR.com now.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. 497-8345.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't admit, no one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want me to live? Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he's one of the top voiceover guys in the world. Emmy Award-winning Clio Marconi Awards for Radio. He hosts a few times a month, and I always enjoy it when I hear him hosting Coast to Coast AM, second most listened to radio broadcast in the world after Rush Limbaugh. This is a short segment with John B. Wells, jbwells.com, of course, is his website. We were getting into the whole border situation. I mean, it really does render asinine all of this. Let's set up checkpoints randomly around the country and see if we catch one of these imaginary terrorists when we really know it's about training us to live in a police state while the borders are basically wide open. You were continuing with that point.
Well, you know, when the feds came against Arizona saying that, oh, well, your state law is going to trump federal law. I mean, I don't understand why. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a legal scholar. But, I know something silly when I see it. And it's like, well, isn't there a presumption that the federal government will uphold the law? Is it not incumbent upon the states to uphold the law when the federal government does not do this? So it's all about making friends, I suppose, you know, as far as what we're shown. But I think there is a concerted effort to take this country down. And every time we allow some part of the Constitution, anything in the Bill of Rights, to be sacrificed for what the government now calls the greater good, well, if nobody does anything about it, then it's like, on to step two. Let's knock out another one. You know, people have made several people have made allegations of this whole Fast and Furious deal. I mean, what kind of sense does that make? We're going to ship guns down to Mexico so we can track the cartels,
and then blame the Second Amendment. But look, expanding on that, Mexico is a failed state. Mexico arrests anybody that comes to their country illegally.
Absolutely.
I mean, since when is there this idea of I've got to pay taxes so illegals get in-state tuition, and then I'm bad if I don't? I can't go to Mexico and get in-state tuition. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's part of a globalist plan to break this country up, and more, it's clearly divide and conquer.
You know, Alex, this is I know we got a short spot here, but let me get all of this out before somebody labels me as a neo-Nazi for bringing this up. That little movie, Downfall, where Erno Gantz did such a brilliant job of playing Adolf Hitler, that was based on Traudl Junga's secretary, who was in the bunker when all this happened. And one of the most horrifying things that came out of Hitler's mouth was that one of his commanders came in and said, yes, my Führer, but what about the wounded and the elderly and the children and all of that? And he's like, I don't care about their primitive needs. Look, the German people gave us a mandate, and if it doesn't work out, if they're not strong enough to pull it through, well, then their little throats are getting cut. Well, that's just tough, and it's not my problem. And I think that's what we're looking at now. I think that people are so afraid that they're going to be on a list or they're going to get a knock on the door. I mean, it could be anything. It could be anything from tax investigations. It could be, you know, some trumped up thing. So here's the thing. This is what's so rough. It's not illegal to ask a question, which is why being in the spot now, being interviewed by you, I'm liable to open my mouth and say something that I really wish I hadn't said. But that's just how it is, because, you know, if I were immortal, I'd worry about it. But I'm not immortal in this realm. I'm not worried about the afterlife. I'm all right with that. It's not illegal to ask a question, but statements can get you in trouble. And you only have to be accused. Even if you're not guilty, it'll cost you everything you have just to defend yourself. And in the meantime, you'll be demonized and vilified, and you'll emerge out of this legal crisis, and you'll go back out in the world, and people will be looking at you like, well, he must have done something really terrible to screw up. It's just like Alexander Solzhenitsyn, when he wrote that Gulag Archipelago. He said, nobody would say, look, they're arresting me. They're arresting me for no reason. There's somebody to do something. Everybody just came there and kept their mouth shut, and the KGB came up, and they just take him away, and that's it. They wind up on some Gulag iceberg somewhere, and that's the end of them. And the only thing that brought them down to the end was what? Money, because they were nothing but blow all the time anyway. They didn't have the missiles they claimed they had. They didn't have the money or the clout they claimed they had, but they had a good front. So everybody was like, oh, yeah, oh, the Cold War, we got to fear the Russians, and it sets off communist hysteria here. And
But, John, you just said it beautifully. We've got to call the bluff. That's why I just go out in big crowds, no bodyguard. That's why I confront the checkpoints and get in the police face, because we've got to call the bluff or they win. People think by cowering, that's how you stay safe. No, that's how you invite the wolves. You got to face them down. And we're not prey. We got to face down these predators.
Well, I absolutely agree with you. For a long time, I thought that the key to surviving the next one, the next, you know, imposition of power, let's just call it federal power in this case, would be invisibility and a high level of mobility, but I don't think that way anymore. I mean, I reserve the right to change my mind. I think the
Let's elaborate. John, stay there. You're right. Everybody can feel it. The real crises are coming. This is just birth pains. It's now time to pick where you are in eternity. Pick a side, all in. We'll be right back. It's InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We are back live with syndicated talk show host, top voice talent, you name it, John B. Wells. And he's got another website, not just johnbwells.com. We'll tell you about that website here in just a moment. Before I go any further, I want to remind listeners that we are listeners supported. Our sponsors, people that buy the books, the DVDs, the T-shirts, the films, all of it at InfoWars.com. Subscribers to InfoWars Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is how we've built this alternative media platform, now reaching more than 10 million people a week, conservatively, just on YouTube. That's about 25% of our audience is on, you know, stuff on the web like that. Several million a day on the radio, over a million a day with InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Conservatively, we're reaching about, conservatively, probably 20 million people a week now, one way or another. Millions a week just on the podcast, 600,000 a day. It's very, very, very exciting, and it's only growing. And when each and every one of you spreads the word on Facebook, Twitter, tells your friends, your family, your neighbors about the show, I mean, I'm not risking my life for nothing. I know in my gut, I know historically we can beat these tyrants. This is a very nasty form of tyranny we've got growing, this whole scientific New World Order. It's got to be defeated. We've got the new InfoWars, because knowing is half the battle, G.I. Joe style shirt, very, very popular. That's available at InfoWars.com. We've got all the In the Fed shirts on sale right now at InfoWars.com. People will ask, what is that? You can explain to them about the Federal Reserve. We have a new film only available in North America because this is out of Europe, but it's in English. Very powerful, so I made a deal with them. I got a bunch of them. Scientist Under Attack, Genetic Engineering, and the facts that are coming out. We've got that new film available at InfoWars.com. And when you purchase the books, the videos, all of it, it makes this show possible. But the most important thing is spreading the word. You know about the Federal Reserve situation. We're in contact with the Dallas Police Department about, I'm now talking to other witnesses, that indeed there was a provocateur there trying to set us up. That shows that we're hurting them, for them to go to those type of links. That the fact the Federal Reserve has filed complaints with YouTube trying to take down our videos, and YouTube didn't do it, by the way, because we called them on it, shows we're hurting them. I mean, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. We're reaching tens of millions of people a week now, and it's only growing. And they can't really kill me. I mean, they may still. I get threats all the time because I'm nothing special. This information is out there now. I mean, go to the Drudge Report today. Luke Radowski went and interviewed Alec Baldwin. He endorsed capitalism. That's up on the Drudge Report. Our article about the State Department running Occupy Wall Street, that's up on Drudge Report. Number one website in the world for news. Tens of millions a day. Truth is contagious. Truth is popular. And yes, for some of us that are out at the very tip of the spear, it's dangerous. But it's like the Braveheart line. Yes, we might go out on this battlefield and lose today. But what about many years from now, lying in our beds, you know, about to die? What will we give to just come back here and tell our enemies, you can take our lives, but you can't take our freedom? I mean, it infuriates me to see this video. We're going to play a clip of later, of state police with Homeland Security and TSA looking at people on the highway like we're all guilty and criminals, like we're being inducted into a prison and pulling people out of cars and searching vehicles without warrants because they're trying to stop terrorism. That should make you fight or flight. It should make you boil with disgust and concern that we know where this leads 100% of the time. Going back to John B. Wells, John, I mean, you hear the point I'm making. You went to break making the point about it's all end time. You had gotten to the point where you thought you would just stay invisible. Please continue where the break cut into what you were saying, and then let's get into some other subjects and also talk about your other website.
Well, the thing is, Alex, I used to think invisibility was the key, and just run away from it. There's no place to run. It will visit you wherever you are. So I just reverse myself on that. It's like visibility, high visibility is the key. And that way, look, we're all mortal. We're all going to check out of here one day. We're all going to begin the final boarding process out of this world. However, now is the time to stand for something or just cower like little mice and just let the cat take you over. That's what's going to happen. However, that said, with all this Occupy Wall Street and Occupy the Fed stuff, I'm beginning to wonder if the apparatus isn't so big and things are not so screwed up, if you will, and so far down the road that, I mean, revolution concerns me because if something like that were ever to happen, that's when our enemies would fall upon us because they would see that as the weakest moment and therefore the best moment to attack us. For to what end, I don't know, because, you know, at least in theory, the rest of the world relies on the United States for so much. But I'm beginning to wonder, apart from weapons manufacture, what that would be. So, look, here's the thing. If you'll just indulge me a second here, this came from Patrick Henry, and it's a short piece. But he said this was his speech on the Stamp Act, March 23rd, 1775. It is natural for man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We are apt to shut our eyes against a painful truth and listen to the song of that siren till she transforms us into beasts. Is this the part of a wise man engaged in a great and arduous struggle for eyes see not, and having ears hear not, the things which so nearly concern their temporal salvation. For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it. So you contrast that with George W. Bush, and I actually liked him until I got into it a little bit, and then I'm not so sure, who said, let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th, followed by Gore Vidal, who said, apparently conspiracy stuff is now shorthand for unspeakable truth. So I'm just as jacked up and angry about this as you are. And you have been given your gift. I have been given mine. So if we can just bring some people, you don't have to obey us blindly or join our legions blindly, but at least listen and see how these events are affecting your lives. Bind together. Such a concerted effort is being made to drive us away from each other, black against white, against brown, against Asian, against the federal people, the local people, the state people. We cannot allow this to happen. We have to be a nation, not just a country. Any place can be a country. We need to be a nation. And that's the end of my rant for the next few seconds anyway.
Well, John, beautifully said, and that's why the globalists are trying to break up our sovereignty and bring so many people in and then tell them, don't become Americans. No, keep your nationality so they can play us off against each other. That's the real end game. And look, people call it a revolution. I'm involved in an information warfare revolution against lies. But I've always said I'm not a revolutionary. I'm a restorationist. Our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, though not fully lived up to in our country's history, was the greatest flower of Renaissance and awakening and enlightenment. And I want to go forward to the past. I don't want to be a 3,000-4,000-year-old thug-run tyranny, because we're going back before 1776 and 1789. We're going back to ancient tyranny with a high-tech overlay. I want to go forward to the past, to the most advanced thing we've developed. I want to restore our republic. That's why when I pulled up to that checkpoint 98 miles into Texas and they said, we're going to search your car, I mean, I righteously had zero fear. And that actually scared me after the fact. Even though my little children were with me, I didn't care and didn't even have to pump myself up. I was so focused and so disgusted with these people that at first they thought they scared me, you know, six Border Patrol guys around me, and it was the opposite. I said, I know the government brings in the drugs, and I just totally hit them hard. I'm going to play it tonight on the nightly news. But my point is that I have to make myself now try to even have some concern. I mean, because I still want to have that frostiness. It's like I'm getting to where I have zero fear, and it's almost the extreme opposite of what a lot of people have. Do you get where I'm going here?
Oh, I absolutely do. I mean, did I read that right the other week that a 747, or I think that was the model number of the aircraft, full of cocaine was allowed to come into this country in exchange for some cooperation against the Zetas, which, as you know, is made up of military deserters and other really hardcore guys.
Yeah, and that's just their cover in the Texas newspapers that, oh, we let in this tonnage of cocaine. And, yeah, Wachovia and Wells Fargo run these aircraft with cocaine. And, yeah, I mean, it's totally controlled. And actually, the big banks in the U.S., not the U.S. government, if you read all the federal documents that are admitted, they're funding all the cartels against each other to try to just keep prices up. It's so cold-blooded.
And I don't know what the end game is. I mean, if they did succeed in destroying the country, reducing us to some sort of a internally brawling third world nation, I mean, what is to be gained from this? I just don't know. I think it might go back to, I mean, I keep quoting movies, but again, it's the brilliant screenwriters. I think it's true. I don't think some of these people can be assigned any other motive or initiative other than they just like to see the world burn. I hope not, but I don't understand what they want. I mean, I don't think I'm smart enough to scrutinize what they want.
No, John, you're totally sharp as a razor, and you're just being self-deprecating. You just hit the nail on the head. You brought up Hitler earlier. I've seen the German film reels in the German where Hitler would during the first years of the war, would travel out by his armored train and for sometimes 24 hours straight drinking coffee and eating pastries would look through high-powered telescopes and binoculars at Warsaw burning or other cities burning. They like to watch the world burn like Nero. They've got all this power, and when you let corruption take over, the worst elements end up filling the gap, and then even more elements fill that, and it's almost like an Indy 500 of evil. Only the most evil end up in control, and they like black uniforms, death, carnage, war, skulls, murder, death. Whether it's Los Zetas or Skull and Bones, they worship a Grim Reaper with a gold crown on its head. They like Grim Reapers, man.
That's what it looks like to me. It really does. I mean, notice what the SWAT uniforms look like. They're carrying it. You know, German-made machine guns. They got German-style helmets, and they got some great-looking black uniforms, and they just personify, you know, part of the psychological warfare that's been waged against us is at least the Greeks. You know, if you study any kind of theater at all, you're going to study the Greek theater. And it's because, number one, the stories never change. However, with the Greeks, at least they had the sense that all sex and violence was done offstage. It was only suggested. And they also had enough sense to put masks on everybody so that you don't go, well, I know that guy is a completely disgusting, horrible, amoral person, but he's so handsome. You know, then the girls fall in love with him. And then this horrible vixen that's just, bloodthirsty and a horrible individual, she's beautiful. So we really like her, even though she's morally, like, bereft. They had enough sense to disguise that so that you just got the story, unlike what we're fed. I mean, we are continually desensitized. I mean, what next on TV? The last episode of 24 with Kiefer was, I think he actually disemboweled somebody while the camera was taping him. And I'm just like, good God, what next? I mean, I was watching something, just Channel Surfer the other day, and I saw so much violence all over the place that I thought, I don't know which is sicker. Them putting it on the screen or me sitting here watching it. So I just turned the bloody thing off and let it go. We're being desensitized to what's to come is the only thing I can figure out. Apparently there are some really smart people that are all talking to each other, and this is a huge orchestrated campaign, the end of which, I guess, is it's just flames. I mean, I think we're about to get on the same page and decide that if you do believe, let me just qualify this real quick. On some of the blogs that comment about some of the things that have been said on Coast to Coast, where I reach the most audience, obviously, nobody, a lot of people go up and get a drink of water during a commercial or something else. But it's like, oh, this Wells guy sounds like a fundamentalist Christian and a right winger. It's like, well, if my belief in Jesus Christ makes me a fundamentalist Christian, and if my belief that if we let go of this Constitution, we are over with, well, then I guess that makes me a right winger, you know, because we're losing this Constitution, and once it's gone, what can happen in this country with the advances in technology and all the facilities and everything else that have been built and are ready? Is going to make Nazi Germany look like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. That's my opinion.
No, you're right. This high-tech overlay over ancient forms of tyranny is so scientific and so evil. And we haven't even done this TV piece yet for the nightly news because there's so many examples. We've been just taping TV and then pausing it. Sharpie commercials now will have stuff like "Don't Protest" flashed on the screen. TV shows like, what is it called, Breaking Bad, episode after episode will have subliminals saying Ron Paul's a drug head. I mean, the fact that they're this bold with it, but expanding. You heard about the VA cemetery, one of the biggest in the country, in Houston. And it's now come out, even in the Dallas Morning News, that first the military denied this was happening. But the head of the place said, whether you're Christian, Muslim, Jewish, it didn't matter. You couldn't pray over somebody's casket at their burial, and she turned the director turned the chapel into a broom closet, and would tell them. And when people brought this up, they said it's not true. So the local group had to sue, and it turned out that the Department of Defense had beta tested not allowing anybody to pray at the cemetery, saying separation of church and state. Well, that's a letter from Thomas Jefferson saying we don't need a state-run religion. The First Amendment says government can't make a law making you follow a certain religion. But of course, you can have people pray at their funeral at the cemetery. I mean, it shows how these atheists, that was the official religion of the Soviet Union, what tyrants they are, sir.
Well, you know, I'm absolutely on the same page with you. All this separation of church and state. It's like you don't know what you're talking about. The separation of church and state refers only to the establishment by our government of a national religion. That's all. Like as in King Henry VIII did when he wanted to get rid of what's her name and Mary, what to get rid of Catherine and pick up on Anne. He made his own church. He had the power to do so. He divorced himself from Rome, sort of. And just got
he had to have the heir, exactly, so he created the Church of England. This is what's crazy, though, is that I see reports all the time where a child brings a Bible to school in their bag, and they take it and throw it in the trash, like you can't have this, but you can wear the devil T-shirt or whatever. Again, it's the idea that certain speech can be banned, and it shows what tyrants these people are.
Well, in the end, it's going to boil down to one thing. You know, people will look to the Mayan calendar. They'll look to Nostradamus. All these people are looking for the truth somewhere other than in their Bible. But in the end, it comes down to good and evil. That's what the study of philosophy is about, is the entire school of philosophy is devoted to one thing. What makes a good life? Now, if blood and guts and murder on every street corner is your idea of a good life, then you've got a pretty warped philosophy. But these philosophies do exist. And I think it is natural that we have these opposing forces. You know, let's say just for the sake of the argument.
Stay there. Amazing. And I'm going to see if I can twist your arm 5 minutes of the next hour. So we'll have two little short segments left. We've definitely got to have John B. Wells back up. We'll give you his other website as well on the other side of this quick break. Of course, ours is PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. We're simulcasting this radio show right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys. Are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
You're the pretender.
on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, one of his other websites, CaravanToMidnight.com. Very interesting. We'll talk about that some with him here in just a moment. But you were, we may have forgotten now because this is unscripted, but you were making a point as we went to break. Do you happen to remember what that was, John? I know it was interesting.
Well, it was just that people will go to all these other sources to find out what's happening in their lives. Every day a person's mind is filled with all kinds of things. All this, in fact, I'm surprised that we're not all insane. You know, that's why we go to pastoral places, you know, fields and beaches and stuff like that, where we get some natural beauty. But here in the cities and so forth, we're hit with television, radio, signs, lights, other signs, traffic, all these people, you know, and all.
Have you noticed everything is turning to like a Times Square, even in small towns, with TVs and Janet Napolitano in the Walmarts, other facilities saying, don't trust anyone but me, don't trust your neighbors, don't worry, checkpoints are coming?
Oh, it's like a THX 1138, you know, where the guy comes on and goes, my time is your time. Consume. Enjoy. I mean, is that what we have become now as a nation of consumers? Well, that's about to be over with because this is turning into a kind of a mutant form of a depression. You know, my dad was a depression era kid, and he said, well, the thing is the money was worth something. The problem was nobody had any. Well, now we've got a two-pronged problem, and that is nobody has any. And even if they did, things that used to go in denominations of $100 are now going in denominations of $1,000. So I don't know. The money is being created with the stroke of a pen, which means it's worth nothing. So where do you go from there? One of the brightest guys, I wish I could remember his name at this moment. I'm so ADD at times. But I said, look, what is money? Once upon a time, it used to be an agreement to exchange goods or services. He says, well, that's true. He said, but more than that, it's a social compact. And that really set the dominoes falling then because, yeah, and who is the compact between now? When all of these banks go, okay, I mean, I think we're being smokescreened with all the trouble that are in these various nations. I think the trouble that these various nations like Greece and Spain and the other ones, I think all of this is fabricated. I mean, I really do believe.
No, it is. If you get into the documents, it is. And instead of the government issuing a fiat currency, that's dangerous because they can hyperinflate. But if it's connected to something, you know, generally that's a more successful system than letting private central banks control the currency. And so in the compact, for the money to exist, you have to become a debt slave. The money becomes God, and those that issue it become rulers of the universe, basically. And now they implode societies to consolidate them, and now they're moving in to start banning cash to force us onto cashless systems so they can charge us and track us. I mean, if people think $5 to use their credit card or ATM is something, wait till it's totally cashless. We're going to be held totally hostage where you actually pay massive money just to keep your money in a bank.
Well, not only that, but I mean, wouldn't it be interesting if all of a sudden now, instead of writing a check or pulling out a credit card, now we have to show ID if we produce cash?
No, that's the plan under the 999.
Well,
that's the plan, yeah.
I mean, I challenge anybody to come up with a more ridiculous scenario. You know, the man's name was Manning that I interviewed on Coast to Coast. His last name was Manning, and his first name escapes me at this moment. Maybe I'll get it back for the end of our time together here, But I said, are we doing some sort of an economy? We have crop rotation. You farm this part out, so you let it rest a couple of years, move over to another plot and farm that. Are we doing economy rotation now? And he said, yeah, sort of. And this economy is pretty much tapped out, so we're going to – now China's the big dog, and then they're new at this. I give them 10 years before – not even that, 5 years before something bad happens over there.
Well, stay there. Five more minutes. I totally agree with you. And again, it's not like crop rotation where it produces something. It's designed to build up, get in debt, and then destroy. Because again, you don't want any country to be strong. You only want the global parasite banks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.